It's time for the November edition of Mondays with Mike. Usually we talk to WPR director Mike Crane the first Monday of the month, but because of all the Election Day related news going on, we pushed it back a little bit. Each month he stops by either here on Central Time, on the morning show, or on the Larry Mueller show to talk about what's happening on and off the air. Today we'll talk about special Thanksgiving programming, an upcoming virtual event, a new Ideas Network station, and more. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Is there something you'd like to hear more or less of on Wisconsin Public Radio? Do you have a question about what you hear on the air, why we do things the way that we do? Do you have questions about WPR.org or the WPR app? Give us your feedback, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Mike Crane is with us now. Mike, welcome back.
It's always good to be here.
Well, Mike, let's start with Thanksgiving, which is somehow just a week from this Thursday. It managed to sneak up on me. We've got a lot of special programming coming up. What do we have in the hopper?
Some really nice traditions. First of all, here on the Ideas Network, on Thanksgiving Day, from 10 to noon, we have Turkey Confidential.
Oh, yeah.
As an opportunity to call in with your turkey emergencies, among other things. our own version of the Butterball Hotline, right, Rob? And
exactly.
That's a nationwide show, a lot of fun. And let's see. Yeah, sorry about that. And also, this has been a tradition for us. From 1 to 3, we're going to have the Third Coast Best of the Best. And it's really remarkable, experimental in many cases, like different ways of telling stories with audio, and a big tradition for us. And then over on the NPR News and Music stations, another nice tradition, the Wisconsin's Best Young Musicians will be played throughout the morning. Wisconsin's Honors Concerts is where that comes from, and that's starting at 10 a.m. And also a regular celebration called Giving Thanks, a celebration of fall, food, and gratitude. And, you know, of course, Rob, this is such an unusual year. The opportunity to remind ourselves of what we're grateful for is a big deal. And it's going to be different, but still an important time to mark. And so glad that people can spend their time with us listening to the radio.
And we'll have a full schedule up on WPR.org. And I'll plug tomorrow, we'll hear from America's Test Kitchen, Mike, with advice on, you know, making that Thanksgiving dinner maybe for a smaller group. So keeping the tradition, changing the scale of it. So lots of good Thanksgiving advice on the way. Well, we had some, you know, bittersweet news. Listeners who tuned in on Central Time on Friday heard executive producer and fill-in host Judith Sears-Poisson bid farewell. She left WPR to take on a new role at UW-Madison. Here's a little bit of her talking about that at the end of last week's edition of Food Friday.
And seriously, you know, Central Time is such a fun show to work on. I've always loved the mix of the topics we do, everything from Food Friday and, you know, how to build up resilience to the politics of the day and more. And Rob, I will continue to be a fan of yours. And, you know, I might even be nicer to you now that, you know, I don't feel like I have to tease you all the time.
Excellent. I didn't pick that clip. Somebody else, I didn't include myself in that. Mike, do you want to talk a little bit about our farewell to Judith, a familiar voice here on Central Time in particular?
That's right. It's so hard to say goodbye to friends who, you know, we often spend more time with our colleagues than we even do with our family. And so we'll really miss Judith. She's going on to a great job working on poverty issues that I know are very close to her heart. So we're excited for her while also knowing that we'll miss her. And, you know, she's had such an impact on the show. Also, hundreds of her articles that she's written from several different years over time are still getting engagement online to this very day. And people have heard her during the member drives. And I think her past fundraising experience made her a big booster of the whole effort to find new members and encourage other members to support again.
Talking to WPR Director Mike Crane, looking at some of the news from Wisconsin Public Radio and taking your calls and questions at 800-642-1234. We'll look at some more news, Mike, in just a bit, but let's bring on a caller or two. Tom is with us in Milwaukee. Tom, hi. Tom, do we have you there?
I have a question and a program suggestion. The question is about if you have a policy, or if you could talk about a policy where the call-in host restates the questions as they were stated by the caller. There's been cases where I'd rather have the guest answer the question as it was originally stated rather than as the host restates it. So I wonder if you have any comments on that.
Okay, and then what was your suggestion, Tom, before we let you go?
My program suggestion has to do with books, authors, or publishers. If you've ever had somebody on to talk about that, I haven't heard it. Questions like why write a book and how lucrative is it to write a book? What kind of fact-checking goes on? That sort of thing.
It's behind the scenes in publishing kind of, Tom, it sounds like. Is that what you're saying?
There's a lot of books being published, especially in the political arena, and I'm curious about the process.
Interesting suggestion, Tom, and I'll be very careful throwing his question now, Mike, after his comment there. Your thoughts on what Tom had to say about how hosts throw caller questions to guests.
Yeah, you know, you might have a more insightful comment than I would, Rob, so please feel free. My thought is that every single piece of the art of hosting a program is something that we scrutinize regularly. We talk about in our meetings, you know, did we do this the right way? And I think part of the idea as a listener to it, Rob, is that sometimes the question from the listener has several parts to it. And so the host is prepared to kind of distill it and help the person that is our guest to answer the question. Does that make some sense? And what else might you say about it?
That's part of what I do. And honestly, sometimes I might do more restating if I'm worried that the phone line from the caller is not super solid and I'm worried that the guest may not have caught all of the question. I might do a more verbose throw to the guest at that point. I'm sorry if I spin away from a caller's question. I definitely try not to do that, but I may do things wrong in the moment, or other hosts might as well. Tom, thanks a lot for calling in. Appreciate it. We'll go to Bill now in Superior. Bill, hi.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. My comment, questions, whatnot, comes during pledge drive time. I get the 99% of my news from NPR, and when it comes to be pledge drive time, I change the channel. And the reason is, and I love Chapter a Day, love all the different news, you know, that comes from NPR, but the pitch line for drawing in more donations happens every 5-10 minutes or however long it is, in the middle of a story that people are trying to listen to, in the middle of an interesting news section that they're trying to get their information from. Is there any way to change that to just at the top of the hour, bottom of the hour? Because like I said, during pledge drive time, I change the channel and I'll turn it on the next Monday.
Bill, thanks.
Yeah, Bill, I'm curious. You have a lot of options there in Superior for listening to public radio, don't you?
I prefer listening to WPR. It's just my cup of tea.
Yeah, that's excellent. I'm glad to know that. And, you know, I think a lot of people in the member drive business would be thrilled if we could figure out a way to get as many contributions by asking less often. That's always been the challenge. You know, when we do the member drives, they are our single most successful way of getting new members in particular. And of course, a lot of current members like yourself will call in as well. And as soon as we find something that works better, we'd love it. Because we do try other methods. We do some direct mail stuff. We solicit, on Facebook when the member drive is on and so on. And the member drives, as interrupting as they are, still are the best thing we've found to raise those dollars.
Bill, thanks a lot for calling and listening. Thanks for joining in at 800-642-1234. Well, Mike, we have a short member drive coming up next month, I think.
Yeah, that's right. We do try to keep them short. And over the years, we've tried to refine it, make each one a little shorter if we can, that kind of thing. It's just Tuesday, December 1st through Saturday, December 5th. And year-end fundraising is a big, big deal. That's why you hear things like Giving Tuesday and why you get a lot of extra mail. It's typically the most successful time of year. The season of giving is that for more than just presents for Hanukkah or Christmas or Kwanzaa or whatever. And so we will be here. I will be here asking people to sign up.
Thanks again for that call at 800-642-1234. Well, Mike, some good news that I think probably is in part funded by our listeners. A new Ideas Network station now out of Janesville. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is really exciting. You'd think in the internet era, do we still need to add radio stations? But that's where most of our audience continues to come from. And one of the challenges in Janesville has been that AM 970, which is the best signal normally to receive the Ideas Network there, goes to very low power as it gets dark. It's about how the AM radio waves work. And so this time of year, when the sun sets so early, that means that before, you know, sometimes even before this show is over, 970 may go to very low power and not be receivable. So 100.3 FM in Janesville is the brand new frequency. It looks like the coverage throughout, you know, the Janesville proper is great from what we can tell on the maps, and probably wider than that, because often the signal gets a little farther than the map tells us. And you can find the coverage map. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead, Mike.
As I should say, you can find the coverage maps, and that now has that new station listed on it at WPR.org/maps.
I've had drives where during the daytime, AM 970 took me well into Illinois, and at night, not so much. So I've experienced this personally, Mike.
Yep.
We pick up our talk now with WPR director Mike Crane. It's the November installment of Mondays with Mike, taking a look at what's going on the air and behind the scenes here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Still time for you to share your questions, your thoughts at WPR. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas at WPR.org. Let's go to your calls now. Barbara is with us in Menominee. Barbara, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just want to make a comment regarding the gentleman who called in a little bit ago about turning the station during the pledge drives. And I can say I sympathize with him, because I used to be like that. It used to drive me crazy to have those pledge drives. When I became a sustaining member, it no longer bothers me. I know I'm contributing. I just ignore the pledge drives. I know I'm doing my bit. So that might be something for this gentleman to consider. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Barbara, thanks a lot for sharing that. Thanks a lot for sharing that comment, Mike. And Barbara's not alone. A lot of people becoming sustainers over the years, Mike.
That's right. I was just on a call today where our head of development, Kate LaRocque, said it's 48% of our members are now sustainers. It's been a little disorienting, because it means that the typical member drive seems like it's raising less money, but it isn't. It's actually still raising it. It's just that more people have converted to that monthly giving.
Thanks a lot for that call. We'll go to Sonia now in Oregon. Sonia, hi.
Hi. It's my first time ever on the air, so
wow.
I appreciate this, yes. And I listen to NPR all the time. And I just wanted to say that Judith, a shout-out to her, man. She was awesome, and she's smart, and I appreciate everything that NPR does every day. So.
Well, thank you so much, Sonia, for calling in for the first time with a tribute to Judith. I think no argument here, Mike.
Yeah, maybe after she's settled in her new job, we could persuade her to sub for you once in a while.
we actually had an emailer, Mike, named Ann, who said, hey, she really enjoyed last week's Food Friday with Judith. It was like a warm hug, she says. And she says, you could always bring Judith back as a guest. There's no law against that, is there? I don't think so.
No, not at all.
All right. Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Let's go to Keith now in Kewaunee. Keith, hi.
Hi. So I was just wondering, in our polarized world where it seems like there's a big split on what people believe, if you ever thought of doing a show like a 1 hour a day and just look at a couple of news topics and look at it the way the conservative Fox News presented the story, the way CBS presented it, the way NPR presented it, just so people would maybe try to get to a point where they understand a little bit more about why one side believes one thing and the other side believes the other. That's all.
Interesting, Mike.
Yeah. That really is interesting. There was a program that we used to carry that did some of that, called On the Media. People ask about that when they call in sometimes on this Mondays with Me segment. They kind of went a different direction, but it remains very interesting. And more broadly, to Keith's comment, helping people with media literacy, you know, understanding how to consume media, how to make your own judgments about the truth or lack of truth, the slant or lack of slant of the different news outlets is a really good idea. Maybe we can figure something out, and we'll make note of that. Thank you, Keith.
Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Hey, we talked about adding a station. We're also reducing some HD service. What's going on, Mike?
Yeah, you know, HD radio was going to be a really big deal, the same way that HD TV has been a big deal, but with some exceptions, that really hasn't proven to be the case. And so WPR and our partner, the Wisconsin Educational Communications Board, turned off seven HD radio broadcasts. So no analog stations are going off at all. This was just the digital that was kind of carried along with those signals, and they were carrying an all classical network. So those that were tuning into that, I'm sure were disappointed, but by our calculations, it was probably fewer than 500 listeners. And we've got, you know, 400,000 or 500,000 in a month. It really hurts to turn anything off, Rob, because we're always thinking, like we do with the Janesville edition, thinking about extensions of service. But in this tight budget year, the opportunity to save $60,000 a year in electricity expenses alone, plus future maintenance costs for those transmitters, it feels like a good, if difficult, decision.
Talking to WPR Director Mike Crane. It's our monthly Mondays with Mike conversation. Back to your calls now. Cyril is with us in Madison. Cyril, hi.
Hi there. I just wanted to bring up something that happened when I was listening a couple weekends ago in the evening to the PRX Rewind. During the program, all of a sudden it would cut off and your station call letters and frequency number, you know, the automatic announcement that is made just before the hour or before a new program, that was interrupting the program that night. Like every 15 or 20 minutes, it was getting to be really aggravating.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that, Cyril. One of the things that happens to us more because we've got our whole system really extended in various ways. Most of our hosts are in their homes hosting now rather than studios. And of course that requires a lot more. I kind of picture that old cliche of the cans with the string and you got to keep the string taut to hear someone through the can. Some of that is what it feels like. And we have definitely had during this time evidence of how much the system is stretched. And we are in the midst of upgrading the systems that play those automated IDs and so on. And we think in about a year or so, we'll have a brand new system in place that should work a lot better. And we do try to catch all those, but obviously that night we didn't. One thing that people don't know, Rob, necessarily, is that we're not always staffed. Long ago, most radio stations, including ours, switched to at least partly being operated by robots, essentially. And that time of night is one of those times. So it may take us a little while to discover it and then more little while to fix it in those cases.
Thanks a lot for the call. Gary joins us next in Brookfield. Gary, hi.
Hi. Say, the question I have for Mike is this. You've shut down a couple of HD radio stations, and that there was a caller who just talked, brought that up.
Yep.
And I think that's a recognition. It was in your letter also that HD radio is kind of a bust. And so one of the questions I have is, have you ever thought about trying to get your classical programming into the Milwaukee area? I can sometimes pick up the station from Kenosha, but it's not a very good signal. So, you know, I think it would be nice if you could get an FM programming on the classical programming of yours into the Milwaukee area.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you mentioned it, because it's been on in my almost 13 years here now. It's been on my mind the whole time. And we're actually looking right now at some possibilities for identifying new frequencies to add stations. And unfortunately, it looks like the dial is so crowded in Milwaukee that the only way we could do that would be to buy a station. And that's a very expensive multi-million-dollar prospect in most cases, at least for one that would really serve most of the Milwaukee area. And that's why actually the reason we continue to have the full-time classical station on WHAD is that it's some service, but you need the HD radio, or you can listen to the all-classical station, because we still have it online at WPR.org. Not a perfect solution for everybody, but at the moment, the best we're able to do.
Thanks for that call, Gary. And Mike, thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure. See you next time.
Mike Crane is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. He comes on the Ideas Network once a month on Central Time, The Morning Show, or The Larry Mueller Show to talk about the latest at WPR. Next up, December 14th with Larry Mueller.